South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, America, and we've got just a couple minutes left, so we are going to go straight to our last question, and then we'll go to the rant. Bobby in Orlando, I'm all for education, but why are we building a new university near my hometown when we're cutting funding for computers and science and other courses at the existing universities? Well, Paul, that's one of the topics I always want to editorialize on, and it's nice start for me at the end of the show here. I don't know why they did it. It was a big political ploy. They're cutting all these programs and building a school that nobody needs. Why? I have no idea. None whatsoever. We need better jobs and better careers, and it all starts with having an education system that people are proud to call their own. And I've got to tell you, I am embarrassed to call the university system my own with what I see going on. And now we're going to see more and more online courses. We're going to see more technology taking over for teachers in the classroom. I think that's okay in some cases, but I can tell you almost every teacher that I had that made an impact on me, and those people are important and cannot be replaced by technology. So I have no idea why they didn't fund, why they're not funding the schools, but they're funding this new school makes no sense to me. I'll tell you something else that makes no sense to me. Gas prices, they're down again, 50 cents in just a couple of weeks. You wonder why? Well, one of the reasons why is that the economy is slowing down on an international basis. Another reason is I don't think people think that we're going to have war with Iran right now, or Iraq, or one of them, or both of them, or the nuclear threat, or whatever. Well, I think that that may be incorrect, but with the economy slowing down and oil prices staying at a relatively low level, we are lucky. This is a tax break that nobody planned for. Let's take advantage of it. The money that you're not spending on gas, maybe you could try saving a little bit of it, putting a little bit of it away for a rainy day. In fact, that's the next thing I want to talk about. I read a great article in ESPN magazine the other day. It was from a couple of weeks ago. It was their money issue. It talked about Bobby Bonilla. That's right, ex-Marlin Bobby Bonilla. He's got a daughter in the Sorbonne now. The guy's starting to get about $1.5 million a year in an annuity from the Mets. Why? Because he saved his money and he was smart. He doesn't live high on the hog. He probably still has some of the first money that he made when he started playing baseball. And that's the first step to the recovery. Save a little money so that then you can start to consume. We're a consuming nation, but you can't consume if you ain't got no money.